Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Chulin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afan, Reziva Kogel, and Bikarav Mamesh. Now the first time Mishnahs in this Perek are all about treifos. What does that mean, treifos? So there's actually two different ways to term an animal that's not kosher. If the animal just died stam, or it was killed by, let's say, a wild animal, that's called a nevela. And we find in the Torah and throughout Mishnah and Gemara, the nevela is a type of non-kosher that its body transmits tuma. However, there's another type which is called a treifa, and it's referring to where it has an issue that it's not able to live out the year. That's the most simple understanding. Obviously, in the Gemara, there's a whole machlokes about it, there's a whole discussion this way and that way. The basic understanding, though, is that it has some sort of medical issue, some sort of deficiency, some sort of problem that it's not going to be able to live out the year. And that's called a treifa. So even if it's shechted properly, it's still not allowed to be eaten. Now, it's not tame, it's not like an avela, but it's still not kosher and can't be eaten. Now, regular standard healthy animal is not assumed to be a treifa. Maybe certain parts of the animal do have to be checked because sometimes they're found to have problems more than other parts of the animal. But for the most part, a regular standard animal doesn't have to be checked to see if it has one of these deficiencies, one of these problems, one of these health issues. Now, there are certain animals that it could be something happened to it that would require us to check to see if it's a treifa. And again, we're going to see that all in the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah lists 18 different types of treifas, and the Gemara adds on a whole bunch more. So we're going to begin, and we're going to try to be as simple as possible due to the fact that most of us are not really well-versed in animal anatomy, so we're not going to go too much into detail just to get the basic idea. The Mishnah tells us, Elu treifas bebehema, the following are treifas in animals. Nekuvas haveshet, if the veshet, the food pipe, has a hole in it, that's specifically in both of its layers. There's like one layer on top of another. If it has a hole in both those layers, so that's a treifa. Next one is Upsukas hagargeres. The gargeres is the windpipe. If that has a cut across it, meaning across the thickness, that's a simen treifa. Number three is Nikav Krum Shalmayach. If the membrane of the brain has a hole in it, this is referring to the inner membrane, which actually covers the brain, not the outer one, which is on top of the inner one. If this inner one has a hole in it, that's also treifa. Number four is Nikav Halev, Lebes Halalai. If the heart has a hole in it, that went all the way through one of its two chambers. There's two main chambers of the heart, one on the right, one on the left, and there's a hole in one that goes to the other. So that's a treifa. Number five, Nishmara Shedra, Venifsak Achot Shala. If the spine was cut or broken, and its chut, which means the spinal cord, was cut. Really, the main thing over here is not that the spine was broken, it's the fact that the spinal cord was cut. That's the main thing. Number six, Nital Akaved, Velonishtair Himenu Klum. If the liver was removed, maybe it was born without a liver, or if something happened and the liver was taken out, and there's no liver left whatsoever, the animal can't survive. That's a treifa. Number seven, Harea Shenikva. If the lung has a hole in it, Aisha Chasra, or if it's missing one of its sections, the lung has multiple sections to it. If one of them is missing, that's a treifa. However, Reb Shimon, where he argues and says, Achetinokev lebeis hasimpoinois, a hole in the lung does not make it a treifa unless that goes all the way till the beis hasimpoinois. That's where the windpipe goes into the lung and starts branching out at the bottom, so the hole has to go all the way to there, and only then it's a treifa. We continue. Number nine, Nikva Hakeva. If the keva has a hole in it, so over here it's important to note that an animal actually has four different stomachs, and they all have different names, obviously. So the keva is the fourth stomach. If it has a hole in it, so that's a treifa. Number 10, Nikva Hamara. If the gallbladder has a hole in it, that's a treifa. However, that's only if it's in the side that's not covered by the kaved, by the liver. However, it's by the side where it's covered by the liver, so it's not a problem because the liver basically plugs up the hole and there's no issue. Number 11, Nikvu Hadakin. If the intestines have a hole in them, also in a place where they're not covered by another organ, so that's a problem. Number 12, Hakeres HaPnimis Shenikva. If the inner stomach, that's the first one, if that has a hole in it, Oy, Shenikra Roi Vachitsoina, this is the 13th, if most of the outer stomach was torn, that's also an issue. Now over here, when we say outer stomach, that doesn't mean the actual outer stomach, it means the big section of muscle that covers that first stomach that we just mentioned. If that was torn, also it's an issue. Now we have machlokes about this. Reb Yehuda says it really depends what type of animal we're talking about when we're discussing this piece of muscle over the first stomach. Hagadoyla tefach. If we're talking about a large animal, such as a cow or a bull, so if the hole is the size of a tefach, it's a treifa, and that's even though it's not the majority of this outer piece. Vaktana baruba. If it's a small animal, such as a sheep, it has to be the majority of it, even if it's not a tefach. We continue. Number 14. Hemses ubeis hakoses shenikvu lachot. The hemses, which is the third stomach, and the beis hakoses, which is the second stomach, if they have a hole in them going outside, meaning not a hole in between the two of them, a hole going outside, that's a problem. Number 16, now we have a number of cases where something happened to the animal, then maybe we would say for sure it's a treifa, or maybe it would just require checking it. So let's say Nuflamin Agag, it fell off of a roof, even if it seems to be fine, that's not necessarily so. If it got up and it walked the distance as its length, so then it's perfectly fine, you don't have to check it, you could check and everything's fine. If it stood up but it didn't walk anywhere, so it's definitely strong and it's a good sign, but it doesn't mean it's not a treifa. So we have to watch it for 24 hours to see if it lives. If it does, we could shecht it, but we still still have to check to see if it has any simani trefos. And if nothing like this happened and they just shechted it right after it fell, we assume that it's a trefos. So that's that. Number 17 is nishtabu rib talisaha. If most of its ribs were broken, that's referring to the major ribs. It has some small ribs as well, but we're talking about the major ones. If they were broken near the spine, so we assume that it's a trefa. And number 18 is udrusas hazaev. Literally, drusa means it was trampled, but over here it wasn't actually trampled. We're talking about where it was clawed by a wolf. And the Rav describes that the nails or the claws of a wolf have some sort of eres, which is like a poison or venom. It could be some sort of bacteria. Basically, when the wolf claws the animal, it injects this stuff from its nails into it, and it's going to die because of that, which Mela makes it a trefa. And here we just have a clarity about this. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, just as a bedaka, if a wolf claws an animal that's only with a small animal, it has the ability to make it a trefa. But now if it's a large animal, and udrusas ari begasa, if a lion does this to a large animal, then it has the ability with its claws to be able to kill it, again, either because of this bacteria or venom or poison, whatever it is. Now just onto the same discussion regarding a bird, drusas hanates ba'if hadak, a nates is a sparrow hawk, which is basically a very small hawk. It's a predator bird, but it's a small one. So if a claw is a small bird, such as a dove or a pigeon or something, so that's going to make it a trefa. And drusas hagas, if a gas does this, this is a large hawk, but if hagas with a large bird, such as a large chicken or a goose or something like that, then it will make it a trefa. Now here's the bottom line, says the Mishnah Zaklal, this is the rule, kol she'in kamaya chaya trefa. Anything that in this situation, it's not going to live, meaning it's not going to be able to live for more than 12 months, then it's a trefa. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, we have things that are similar to Mishnah Aleph, it's just that it's not a trefa. So Mishnah Beis tells us, ve'ilk shares with behemoth, the following things are kosher with the animal and they're not a trefa. Nikva gargaras, if the windpipe has a hole in it, ashenistika for is cut, but not along the width, rather along the length. And ad kama techser, how much is allowed to be missing and it's not a problem? Rav Shimon ben Yoel, he says, ad ke isra italki, up until the size of an Italian isser, that's a type of coin, and that's perfectly fine. We continue, nifchasa al gugayles, v'loy nikav krum shalmayach. If the skull got cracked, but there was no hole in this inner membrane of the brain, no problem. Nikav halei v'loy lebeis chalaloi, the heart had a hole in it, but it didn't go all the way to the base chalal, to these two chambers. Or nishbra shadra, if the spine cracked, v'loy nisak achot shalal, but the spinal cord was not cut. As we had said in the previous Mishnah, the ikar isn't that the spine broke, the ikar is that the spinal cord was cut. So if it wasn't cut, then it's fine. Also, nitla kaved v'nishtar men a kezayis. If the liver was taken out, it doesn't have a liver, but there still is a kezayis left. It could live with that because the liver kind of regenerates itself. Also, a hemses v'besakos shenikvu zel sechzeh. If the hemses, which is the third stomach, and the besakos, which was the second stomach, had a hole going from one to the other, that's also fine because that's what happens to the stomachs. The food goes from stomach two to stomach three, even though there's a special passage for that, and it really shouldn't have another hole. At the end of the day, it's not a big deal. The food is just going to go also through this new hole, and so it's not a trefa. The Mishnah continues, nital hatchoil, if the spleen was taken out. Now, the spleen helps filter blood, and it helps with the immune system of the animal, and it's not a problem. If the spleen was taken out, it could still survive. If it has a problem with the spleen, if it's infected or something like that, that would make it a trefa. But if it doesn't have a spleen, no problem, not a trefa. Similarly, nital hakloyos, if the kidneys were removed. So kidneys help filter the blood, and it's very similar to the spleen, the tchoil, that if it's missing them, no problem. Another thing which is okay, nita lechia tachtoin, if the lower jaw was removed or dislocated, so it can't chew with its mouth, but it could still breathe and swallow food, that's also fine, because we could put food in its mouth and it'll be able to survive. Nita ha'em shala, if its womb was taken out, it's a female, and it doesn't have a womb, no problem, it could still survive. And lastly, v'charusa bidei shamayim, if it's charusa, which means its lung shriveled up because of bidei shamayim, some sort of natural occurrence happened. This shriveling of the lung occurs when the animal gets terribly frightened, so its lung shrivels. And so if it happened bidei shamayim, maybe there was really loud thunder or lightning or something scary like that happened, that's not an issue because it's going to end up getting better on its own. But let's say something not natural happened, for example, an animal attacked it and it got scared, so then its lung will not regenerate and will not heal, and then it's a trefa. And the way to know this is by putting it in water, and if it fluffs back up and unshrivels, so then you know it happened bidei shamayim. Lastly, we have machlokes hagluda. Let's say its skin was peeled off. So Rav Meir machshir v'cham paslin, Rav Meir says kosher, and the cham pasul. Nacham only say it's a trefa if all the skin was removed. However, the skin covering the spine was still there, then it's okay. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Gimel and Daled. Continue to talk about trefas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.